So, LaVon, we're back in the studio to talk about finishing up this idea of entrepreneurial mindset. And although many of us listening may have or reading may have felt, well, you know what, okay, I get it. God's entrepreneurial, and so am I. I may or may not have been using it very well, but most are sold. There may be a couple, though, listening in going, I don't know, I still don't think I am an entrepreneur. I want to do an exercise with them in a minute, but any thoughts you have on that?
Yeah, some people have entrepreneurism dedicated to a particular space, and usually it is people who have started a business. But if we could just expand that, more and more, entrepreneurism is an entrepreneur working inside of a company. And then there is this world that we're very excited about, ministry. That's a place where entrepreneurism can flourish. So at least give yourself permission to think more than just a business owner. That might open up the door for you to enjoy the rest of this course.
You know, LaVon, when I get to go do a workshop at a company or something, and sometimes it's a big technology company that says, hey, we need our people to think more entrepreneurially. Or in higher education, where there's a big lack of that. Usually when the room, let's say there's 40 to 400 people in the room, and I ask the question, how many of you feel you're entrepreneurial? Very few hands go up, as you can imagine. And then we do a little fun exercise. We do several activation exercises. But this is just one of them. I want to give a quick, simple one. So for those of you that are listening, as you look at your study guide, I've listed for you some of the behavioral traits of entrepreneurism, right? You see idea generation, future focus, passion. You see that list there? Okay. Have that in front of you as we do this quick exercise. I want you to picture LaVon for a moment. Someone you care about deeply. The most important human relationship you have right now. The person that when they call or when they text, your heart just lights up. Okay? Got them pictured? And I hope all of you listening are doing the same. Picture that one person, that very valuable relationship in your life. And they've been traveling on an international trip, and here's what's about to happen. You're getting a phone call. It's a phone call saying that something's gone wrong. There's a medical emergency. Insurance won't work. Somehow, some way, $50,000, which, by the way, doesn't happen to exist in your bank account right now, is needed in 24 hours to rescue this person from potentially certain death. In that, I want you to just picture that phone call that's just come in. You've hung up. There's a timeline and there's a need. What are you thinking? What do you do next? What are some of the thoughts of what you would do in that situation?
You know, there's one thing that people miss is that if you love, you will become an entrepreneur. And people don't put those two things together. So if you love that individual and want to do something about it, love is the foundation of all entrepreneurism. Love of what's right, love of what works, love of another human being. But love is what makes the world go around. That's why the Bible says the greatest of these is love.
So you can imagine some of you have already started to think, well, if I got that phone call and we had 24 hours to get this money, and let's say I didn't have it in my bank account, what would I do? Golly, as soon as I hung up the phone, I'd start making phone calls. I'd call people. I'd probably pull up a computer and start researching emergency loans. I'd probably I wouldn't just go, oh, I can't do anything about it, so I'll just wait. There'd be a set of actions you would spring into, right? In the secular world, Simon Sinek wrote a book called Start With Why. There's a why now. There's a reason to act. And when you act and spring into action, ask yourself, would you be displaying traits like idea generation, future focus, risk acceptance? In other words, how much risk were you ready to take to save that person? How much risk to your reputation? How much embarrassment were you willing to handle? What were you willing to do for them? Chances are a lot. So you displayed the traits of entrepreneurism when there was a reason to, when there was a why big enough to do it. And when you really look at people who go and start major companies, and I've started businesses, LaVon, you've started businesses, there was just a why, an aha moment, an opportunity, a problem to solve. We jumped into it and we started a business. But the same traits are used when you're dealing with your family, your kids, your church, your work, or whatever it may be. See, all of us are entrepreneurial. There isn't a single human being ever made that does not have the entrepreneurial traits. The only question is, how are they being used? Are they being used actively and intentionally? Or are they being kind of accidentally popped up when these phone calls come in? Or in some cases, are they being suppressed? Because, well, it's not welcomed in my company to think like this. It's not welcomed in my company to bring ideas or to be risk tolerant or whatever it may be. So I turn it off. That's okay, but it's still there. And that's the point we want to make to you.
You know, Joe, I'm going to ask you a question that you may not be ready for, but I've heard it, so I want to hear your response. Adam was made in the likeness of God. Was Eve made in the likeness of God? Is Eve also have, when you went through these traits, does she have the same traits built in her as does Adam?
So I'll give you a non-pastor, non-theological seminary guy answer because I don't have any of that background. But when I think about it, God did form her out of Adam, right? The rib and all that. So there's that DNA, that imprint, I would assume has transferred over. And then at a very common sense level, when I look at the Eves in my life, my mom, my wife, my sisters, people I know in business, senior executive women that I work with, oh yeah, it's there. Probably in a much more ready format than with most guys I deal with. With most guys, there's the pride, there's the ego, there's the show off stuff. So I don't want to appear too passionate. I don't want to appear too much of an idea generator. But you know, one of the companies I work in now, we do a lot of work in higher ed. Our best clients are female senior executives who are highly entrepreneurial. They're just surrounded by a bunch of idiots and they realize it. And when they meet us, they're like, oh my gosh, here's an opportunity for me to unleash all these incredible talents I have because I'm surrounded by good people.
I hope that by this point in the course, that you have removed any resistance, that you have removed any conclusion that would keep you from acknowledging that God has developed in you, because you're developed in the image of God, that you have the predisposition to be an entrepreneur. That leads me to another set of questions in that I would have for everybody. As you go through the list, and you will get them in your manual, the things like idea generation, the need to achieve, risk acceptance, passion, optimism, on and on and on. Anything in your life, any of these traits that have not yet been activated, that means you have not embraced them. You have not set them free. You have not acknowledged them. You probably have not even thanked God for them. And if these traits are dormant in your life, they all produce one same response, one consequence. It's called restlessness. If you've ever experienced restlessness, that restlessness will continue in you until you hit the release valve. That means you have set it free to become activated in your life. That's exactly what we want this course to do for you, is for you to acknowledge God's unique creation in you and that you can be set free. And you will see that restlessness is the first whisper from God in his calling to do something.
All right. I think we've made our case. Whoever's buying in is buying in, and whoever isn't is not. And now what we're going to do, everybody, is we're going to move to the next section where you're going to start discovering some things about yourself. So we've discovered some things about God, his entrepreneurial imprint. We've discovered some things about entrepreneurial behavior that's in you. Now we're going to say, let's get specific. We're not all the same. God made us fearfully and wonderfully, and there's unique aspects to us. So section two really helps you discover some of the unique things that make you very, very different and start to unpack for you why God may have placed you on planet Earth right now versus in the Middle Ages or versus, you know, 10 months after the Garden of Eden closed. why are you on earth now, of all times, in the town you live in the family you're part of, in the environment that's been around you, why? Hopefully, section 2 will start to help you uncover that. We'll see you on the other side of it.